Proclamation number 8048 of 25th of November, 1961. Grace of God's address. I can certainly convey my word to you humans, but I cannot force you to accept it, for your will is free. But always bear in mind that even my adversary cannot force you to oppose me and my word. Hence you yourselves decide, and therefore you will also have to answer for it one day if you ignore my gifts of grace, if you pass them by unimpressed, and thus your earthly life is an idle activity which has not brought your soul the slightest success. It is the great grace which is still given to you in the lost days that you can hear me myself, that you can receive strength directly from me which comes to you in the form of my word. And you should make use of this grace. You should listen to me and then let your heart speak, and you will truly also become aware of the strength which flows to you from my love. Especially you humans who are not yet in contact with me should not close yourselves off to my word. You should unprejudicedly move my word within yourselves, and you will feel addressed as if by a good friend. You will be beneficially touched as long as you don't openly resist my word. And I also want to speak to you like a good friend, like a father who only ever wants the best and wants to make his children happy. I only want you to give up your inner resistance against me. Then every word of mine will touch you like a loving address which will move you in your heart and which you cannot oppose. Just listen to me willingly and truly. You will not regret it, for my word conveys strength and light to you, and your soul will feel at ease when it is supplied with strength and light. Therefore, again and again I will try to make my word accessible to you humans, because only my word is still able to change you if you have not yet taken the path to me. My word can be the good shepherd's call to you, who follows his sheep who have lost their way and are going astray. My call can still reach them, even if they have strayed far from their shepherd. And they can follow him and return in free will. For I must respect your free will and may not compulsorily influence you. But I can address you at any time, for you always determine yourselves whether my address reaches your heart. You always determine yourselves whether you hear your father's call in it and turn to him, because you feel his love in every word which touches you. And when you are struck by my ray of love, then don't close your hearts. Open them and let the light shine into you, and truly, you will thank me eternally that my love followed you even when you still turned away from me. For you will now come to life. My strength of love will awaken you from death to life, and you will now no longer lose this life, for my word will now sound to you forever and ever you will desire to be addressed by me, and forever and ever I will fulfill your desire. Amen.